Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
If you're over 40 and wondering if it's possible for you to have great legs when maybe most of your life you have kind of hated your legs, is it possible to spot reduce? Do all women have cellulite? Is it possible to reduce the appearance of it? Why do dancers have such beautiful legs? How often do you need to train your lower body? Is it possible to change the appearance of sagging skin around your knees and other areas? And lastly, the personal routine that I follow on a weekly basis for my lower body. In this episode of The Chalene Show, I'm going to prove to you that it's possible, and I'm going to share with you really important research and motivation so that you understand why focusing on training your lower body might be the secret to longevity and great legs. Today, I'm going to be answering some of your most common questions about training your lower body. Hey, my name is Chalene Johnson. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Chalene Show. Before we get started, just a quick favor to ask of you. If you know you're going to love content like this, please double check and make sure that you are subscribed. That means the world to me. It also means a lot when you share these episodes. Today's a really important one, not just for vanity purposes. Like, let's face it, ladies in particular, and guys too. Like, we all want great legs. Some people really love legs. And my husband happens to be a leg man, so that's a good thing. But aside from the vanity motivation behind training your legs, there are so many reasons why if you're not focusing on your lower body, you're really missing the boat. You're making things harder for yourself. You're aging quicker. You're putting yourself at a real disadvantage if you're not focused on building strength in your lower body. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you exactly like each one of the exercises that I do. If you're watching this on YouTube, which I highly recommend you jump over there. If you're listening to this on a podcast app that's just an audio version, when I get to the part where I'm describing the actual exercises, I want you to look below in our show description and I'll put a link to the YouTube video so you can actually see what these exercises look like. But I'm going to show you exactly what I do all 3 days that I train my lower body. I'm going to tell you how many sets, how many reps, which exercises, etc. But before we get to that, I want to say this. You've got to start somewhere. So if you have not been training your lower body, just picking up a few of these exercises and doing them at home is going to benefit you. You've got to start somewhere and like start slow. You know what I mean? Like no one's expecting you to go from not training your lower body at all to suddenly like training and lifting heavy 3 days a week. Like start wherever you are and increase or make it a goal to increase the number of days that you train after maybe a couple of weeks or maybe even a month. Like go at your own pace, but just know this, you need to do this. It's really, really important. And before I get to those exercises, I want to make it so clear to you that this is going to give you every advantage, that it makes it that much easier for you to like carve out the time and prioritize it. Okay, so first of all, why do I personally focus on training my body 3 days a week? Well, to start with, like I used to hate my legs. I hated my legs. I never wore shorts. I don't even think I wore shorts like in high school when, you know, your flesh is young and perfect. Like I never, ever liked my legs. Even when I was doing exercise videos, I just was like, if the wardrobe person would show up with like micro shorts or those like little teeny tiny, you know, short shorts, I would beg her. I would like take her aside and beg her to make a case to the director on why I looked cooler or whatever in leggings. I just never wanted to wear shorts. Now, you'll see there's quite a few videos where I was wearing shorts and I was so freaking uncomfortable because I hated my legs. I was embarrassed by the cellulite that I had. I want legs like a runner. I want legs like a dancer. And so at that point, because I did want great legs, and because I was always showing up on set and, you know, the stylist would want to put you in short shorts because skin sells, I was like, I know I'm going to be in shorts again, so I've got to get better legs. And so I would focus on running. And I would run anywhere from 4 to 10 miles a day to try to get runner's legs. But the thing I didn't realize is I was doing so much cardio, I was cannibalizing what you actually need to have great legs. And this is by my definition. Like, some people love a straight stick, sorry, no offense, like a model leg where there's no muscle. And if you love that, this is not your episode. You can skip this episode because we're going to talk about having shapely, strong, muscular legs and what that does for you. And like, listen, there's a genetic component to this too. Like, some people, it's much tougher for them to build muscle, but you should still be attempting to build muscle. And I'm going to explain to you all the reasons why. But I didn't realize back then that the reason why I had a more pronounced appearance of cellulite and the reason why I just couldn't get my legs to look the way I wanted them to, like my butt just kept getting flatter and flatter and flatter, is because I was cannibalizing my muscle. Even when I did strength train, I wasn't consuming enough calories, eating enough protein, or giving myself enough adequate rest to grow muscle. You need those conditions and adequate sleep to grow muscle. And once I got out of the fitness industry and I was like, okay, I really want to focus on like living the second part of my life much healthier, like figuring out what should I be focused on. All of the research that I read was about skeletal muscle, and nearly 65% of your skeletal muscular system is in your lower body. So why wouldn't you focus on your lower body, which also encompasses your core? That's where the majority of your muscle is. And we know that muscle burns fat. We know that muscle is the thing that gives you a faster metabolism. But I bet you didn't know this. Because the muscle in your lower body is so much more substantial, by training your lower body, you can significantly balance your hormones. Ladies over 40, you don't have an infinite amount of time. You can't spend your life in the gym. So we have to figure out, like, what is the bare minimum? What do I need to focus on? Because there's strength training and there's cardio and there's balance training and there's yoga and there's flexibility and there's HIIT training and there's zone two. Like, what do I need to focus on? In my personal opinion, my professional opinion, I would tell you, you need to focus on zone two cardio. This is for ladies over 40. Zone two cardio and strength training. Strength training, ideally, you want to work up to 4 times per week. 4 to 5 times per week is even better. And ideally, you should prioritize, if you don't have time to train the whole body, you should prioritize training where 65% of your skeletal muscular system is, and that's your lower body. This is also going to improve your balance, increase the production of human growth hormone, which just makes you look younger. It's also going to increase your testosterone levels, which gives you more energy. Like, you want mojo, which is energy. You want mojo and you want muscle. So if you want mojo, you need muscle, right? So when we talk about feeling more energetic, one of the ways we can do that is by putting tissue in our body that gives us energy. That's muscle. It also helps us to balance insulin. And this means that when our insulin levels are balanced, when our testosterone is up, when we are producing more human growth hormone, all of these things make it much easier to manage our weight and reduce our body fat. By focusing on strengthening the muscles of your lower body, you're going to reduce overall body fat, give your legs definition. And when we reduce body fat and when we put muscle under the skin, that reduces the appearance of cellulite. The number one supplement that almost every single person listening to this right now, if you can hear me, you are probably deficient in magnesium. And magnesium is so important because it regulates over 300 different chemical reactions in your body. What most people don't realize, though, is that there are so many different forms of magnesium. And so when you buy a typical magnesium supplement, it's got like one or two different forms of magnesium in it, but you need so many other versions of magnesium for everything from sleep to bone density to anxiety, depression, mood. It literally is the superstar of all the supplements that I take. And the research that's come out in 2023 has me so excited about how this can help you with your weight loss journey. The brand that I take, it's called Magnesium Breakthrough. However, they've recently released a powdered form of what I was formerly taking in a capsule. Now, if you prefer capsules, go for it. For me, I get pill fatigue. I would much rather mix some powder into a drink, which I do on the regular. In fact, it's what I'm drinking right now, and get my magnesium that way. And their powder form has 8 different forms of magnesium, which is amazing. Also, for those of you who might experience some digestive discomfort with magnesium, just pull back on your dosage. I have found, however, with the powdered form, I don't experience any of that. Whether it's the pill form or the powdered form, Magnesium Breakthrough is the brand that I recommend. It's created by Bite Optimizer, and they offer 7 forms in the pill form. It's 8 forms of magnesium in the powdered form. It's actually easy to absorb. It's going to help your body to upgrade your brain, your sleep, help to reduce inflammation, reduce pain, stress, all of it. So when you go to buyoptimizers.com/Shalene, use code Shalene for your 10% off. Again, it is buyoptimizers.com/Shalene. The link is in our show notes. Don't forget to use code Shalene for your 10% off. This might just be the solution you've been looking for. I highly recommend it. Today, I'm 54 years old. And I always want to sound humble, but also I want to acknowledge what I've been able to accomplish so that it inspires someone like you who's like, I've never had good legs. I won't ever have. Like, that was me. I would not be caught dead letting someone see the back of my body in a bathing suit in my 30s and even into my early 40s because of the appearance of cellulite. Like, my legs just didn't have the shape that they have today. So what I've been able to accomplish is not because of genetics. It's because I've changed my nutrition and I focus on strength training 3 days a week. By increasing your lower body strength, you also increase brain-derived neurotrophic factor. What does that mean? That means that you're going to create more synapses in your brain. It improves your cognition. You're able to think more clearly. It reduces brain fog. It helps to improve insulin sensitivity and it boosts your metabolism. So these two things alone, I mean, that's pretty obvious. That's going to help with weight maintenance. Like, the one thing I hear from so many women, like over 40, over 45, they say, like, I literally feel like I can't eat anything. Like, if I, Shalene, like, the amount of food that I used to be able to eat is crazy. Like, now I feel like I'm living like a bird. It's insane. And I always ask them, like, how much time are you spending lifting heavy? I'm not talking about toning. And I don't even know what that term even means. What I'm talking about is, like, literally building muscle. This is what your body needs now. Think of it as like an investment. Think of it as your retirement fund. Yes, you can build muscle at any age. You know, the person I love to always use as an example, because I think it's just so miraculous that she didn't start lifting until she was in her 70s, is Train with Joan. I mean, her story is remarkable. Follow her on Instagram. I'll put a link to her beneath in our show description. But, like, she's like the number one female fitness influencer, and she did not start lifting weights until she was like in her 70s. Her body looks amazing. Amazing. Is she a freak of nature? No. We all have this potential. We all have the potential to change our shape. But for most people, as we age, we stop lifting as heavy and we start losing muscle. It's not because we're aging that we're losing muscle. We're losing muscle because we're no longer building muscle. You've got to build muscle in order to have muscle. When you focus on the strength of your lower body, you're going to have improved sleep, better balance, better cardiovascular health, improved mood, improved sex drive, as well as reduced anxiety and depression. I mean, and let's also face it, you're going to be more confident. Facts. When you have muscle, it's this crazy thing. And if you don't love strength training now, I promise at some point, if you just start, you can't not fall in love with something that doesn't make you all sweaty. Like, I can literally go to the gym and, like, leave and I can still have cute hair and makeup. Like, if that's a priority for you, which it is for me, like, that's a time saver. Like, I think about when I used to do just cardio, and I have to take, like, you know, a couple showers a day. Now, I barely even sweat, and I'm building muscle. And that muscle burns more calories after I'm done with the workout than if I just focused on upper body or I was just doing cardio. Listen, I know you don't come to my channel to hear all the science. I know you just want the facts. You're like, Chalene, I know you've done your research. Let's get to it. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to share with you exactly what I do for my lower body 3 days a week. And again, to reiterate, I do strength training 4 to 5 days a week, typically 5 days. That's not necessarily where you need to start. If you are brand new to lifting weights, if you're not even sure if you're doing a squat the right way, if you're really self-conscious and you just feel so nervous about starting a strength training program, this might not be the workout for you, but I want to help you. So if that's you and you want a beginner woman's weight training workout, let me know. Like, comment wherever you're listening and let me know. You're like, yes, I need a like something for total beginners, like someone who's not even sure how to do a squat properly or not even quite sure how to do a bicep curl the right way. And I'd be happy to do that video for you. And today I am going to cover form a little bit. I'm going to talk about the sets and reps, etc. But I also want to make it really clear that strength training, like I said, I prioritize that because I want muscle. I love the way it looks. I love the way it makes me feel. It's just a part of who I am. I don't have to use motivation to get myself there. It's literally a habit and it makes me feel fantastic. So that's part of habit formation, is recognizing the benefit, recognizing the reward for doing the behavior. I also do zone 2 cardio almost every day. So if you're not familiar with zone 2 cardio and why it is I switched to zone 2 cardio, and I think it's made such a huge difference in my life, not just like in my physique, but just in my relationships, my happiness, my cortisol levels, I will link to that episode below this one. A qualified trainer at your gym can make a huge difference. Just tell them, hey, I want you to take me through a full body routine. Show me how to use the equipment. Give me some tips and pointers on my form. And that alone is going to give you so much more confidence. You can also look into doing an online program with a qualified trainer. I'm really excited to tell you guys that it's been a long time since you've heard me talk about this. I am now excited to tell you that all of my fitness, all of my strength training workouts, all of that is going to be featured in my online program called Phase It Up. If you're not familiar with Phase It Up, I'll put a link to the waitlist below, again, in our show notes. That's where all my fitness content is going to be featured, primarily strength training, and that will be as of February 2024. So get on the waitlist. More details to come on that. But there are some incredible, great, really qualified personal trainers who understand form and technique on YouTube. I highly recommend that as well. But in the meantime, I just want you to know that if you're motivated to do this, don't wait. Like, take action today, because it's never too late to start. But the time to start is right now. And again, if you're listening to this episode on an audio only platform, I highly recommend at this point you jump on over to YouTube, where you won't just hear me telling you what I'm doing, you'll actually see the exercises as well. Because now I'm going to go through my 3 days of strength training. Before I do, I will say this. I don't do them back to back. If I am super sore and it's only been a day since I worked my legs, then I rest and I'll put 2 days between my legs. But usually I'm doing legs every other day, and it's the way that I break down the different exercises that makes it possible for me to, you know, feel strong and to continue to make gains. Don't forget, you need adequate protein in order to build muscle. And if you're not sure about how to figure out how much protein you should have, I highly recommend the episode I did where I talked specifically like about a much easier way to figure out your protein needs. And especially for those of you who are like, don't make me track my macros. Like, I can't do it. I hate it. You will love that episode. All right, so let's get to it. Day one. Okay, now I'm going to describe for you what it is I do on those 3 days. This is what I'm doing currently. I do change it up about every, I don't know, 8 to 12 weeks when I feel like it, when I'm getting bored with it, when I don't feel like I'm seeing results. Sometimes I change it up just for variety. Let's just assume that I'm doing it 3 days a week. Let's just assume that it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Some other basics to keep in mind. Right now, I'm lifting heavier for most exercises because I'm at the gym. If you're using equipment at home and you're using weights that are lighter and you're not fatigued when you get to the 8th or 10th rep or whatever, you need to do more reps. I'm just telling you what I do. And more often than not, I'm training at the gym because I want to go really, really heavy. And I just don't have heavy enough equipment at home. And for legs, it's harder to pick up heavy weights. Like, you almost have to use machines to go as heavy as is my goal right now. Don't let that discourage you, though. You can reach fatigue. You just need to do more reps. All right, let's go. Monday. So Monday is a day that I focus on quadriceps. I'm going to start with barbell front squats. Then I'm going to do the leg extension machine. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're writing these things down, when you go over to YouTube, the YouTube version of this episode, which is going to be linked below in your show notes, shows you how to mimic these exercises at home. So if you don't have machines, how you can do a leg extension from home using equipment you have there. Okay, so I do from leg extensions, then I go to the leg press machine. I'm also going to show you how you can do that at home. Then I'll do Bulgarian split squats. Then I'll go to the goblet squat. And then I will go to my sixth exercise is the hack squat machine. Again, I'll show you how to modify that when you are watching the YouTube video so you can figure out how to do it at home. That's six exercises. I do all three sets and then I move on to the next exercise. There's lots of different ways you can do supersets, etc., but let's just keep it basic for today. I do three sets of, let's say, the front squats, and then I move on to the three sets of the leg extensions. I'm giving myself about 45 to 60 seconds of rest in between each set. If that's my workout for Monday, then Tuesday I would do upper body. And on Wednesday, I would go back to doing legs. But again, if for some reason I didn't do arms on Tuesday, it doesn't matter. I prioritize 3 days of legs. So this week, for example, I didn't get to lift my 4 or 5 days I like to. I only got to lift 3 days this week, and all three of them I did legs. So let's assume now it's Wednesday. I'm going to focus on glutes and hamstrings. I love doing a sumo deadlift. This is, I think, in my opinion, like the best thing I can do to round out the glutes. And that's really important because that's the largest area of our lower body where you have muscle. So I do a sumo deadlift, go very heavy. If you've got dumbbells, again, you're just going to have to do more sets. Then I do an exercise that back in the day, we used to call this a sissy squat. Well, that's not the appropriate term for it anymore. The updated term, we call it a knee squat. And I think it's a better term for it anyways, because it's basically what it feels like. So you're going to put your heels elevated up on something. I recommend you use like a dumbbell. If you don't have the wedge that they have at a lot of gyms, they have like a little platform they can put your heels up on. You want to make sure you're up on your toes so that all of your pressure is on the balls of your feet. Your knees are sealed together. Imagine your thighs. You're squeezing your thighs together as much as possible. You hold the dumbbell in at your chest and you do basically a knee squat. So you're allowing your knees to go forward. You're trying to keep your back as upright and as perpendicular as possible. Very different from doing a squat for the glutes. This is for the quadriceps. After the knee squat, then I'm going to do hamstring curls. I'm going to do this on a machine. If I'm at the gym, I'm going to use a Resistaball and perform those hamstring curls laying on my back with my heels up on the ball. If I don't have a machine to do it on, three sets, as many reps as you need to do to reach momentary failure, to almost reach fatigue. Then I'm going to move back to the quadricep extensions. So a quad extension machine, leg extension machine, if you're at the gym. If you don't have that equipment and you're doing this from home, then you want to put the foam roller underneath your knees and do the same exercise that I talked about doing on Monday. That's the top of the thighs. Now we're going back to the booty. So then I'm going to go to the hack squat machine, which I freaking love using this at the gym, because at the gym, I've worked myself to up to now where I can do 150, 165 pounds. And that's not even including, I don't even know how much the machine, the bar weighs, but I pack on another like 150 to 160 pounds. And there's no way I could hold that much weight in my arms. So it's allowed me to get a lot stronger in the lower body. I'm not trying to talk you guys into going to work out in the gym. I'm just saying, like, depending upon what your goals are, you've got to have the right mindset. And sometimes you've got to make sure you've got the right tools to achieve the right goals. So in the hack squat machine, if you don't have a hack squat machine, then you're just going to basically do a regular squat, but with the weights up on your shoulders. Makes a big difference. From the squats, then I'm going to move on to using the cable machine. I put the band around my ankle and I'm doing a nearly straight, or at least a stiff-legged side lift. So I'm focusing on doing abduction, ABD, abduction. You could also do the abduction machine, or again, if you're doing this at home, you're going to put bands around your knees. you're going to kneel and you're going to do kind of like a, what do we used to call those? A fire hydrant lift for the outer thigh. If you want to see all of these demonstrated for you, be sure to check out the YouTube video. You're like, Shaleen, we know you already said that. I'm just saying, like, if you can't visualize these things, then go over there. All right. Now we're on the third day of the week that I would be doing legs. This would typically be Friday, but if I'm really sore, I'm going to give myself Friday to continue to rest, and I'll do it maybe on Saturday. This day, I would start with a straight leg deadlift. I like to do this elevated so that I have a little bit more range of motion, meaning, so I'll put two platforms together, two step platforms, and then I put the weight in between those two platforms so that I can go lower than I normally could, otherwise the weight would like hit the floor. So, you know, it gives me a couple of inches further range of motion. Then I'm going to do single leg step ups. And I have a really cool way that I've learned to do these. I picked up from Brett Contreras, the glute guy. Do follow him on Instagram. He's just so sound. He's a PhD and he's known for helping design and also do a lot of research studies to figure out what are the most effective lower body exercises for women to grow their booties, grow the glutes. Anyone actually, but like, you know, a lot of his clients are female. Anyways. Single leg step ups, I'm using a really big platform. I think it's like about 30 inches, but use what you have, you know? I use a weight in one hand and I use the other hand to make sure I can keep my balance. And I just will do, you know, again, depends on how heavy the weight is. If it's a lighter weight, I'm going to do more reps. Single leg step ups, 15, 20 per leg switch. From there, I'm going to move on to putting the band around my lower leg, like around the calves. So get yourself a booty band. I will link to it below in our show notes. It's a must. I bring it with me even to the gym, and it's great to have when you travel, etc. But so I'll put that around my lower leg, and I do sidestep squats basically, and it just really targets the gluteus medius, helps to hit the outer thigh, the upper part of the glutes. It's a great exercise. I'm going to do a bunch of those sidesteps, three sets. Then hip thrusts. Hip thrusts, you know, you can do those at home. Hopefully at the gym that you're at, they've got one of the new machines that makes doing hip thrusts so much more comfortable. Again, we're doing three sets. Number of reps is up to you. I'm working real heavy right now, so I'm going to do like 5 to 8 reps of the hip thrust. Then I'm going to do a very glute-focused kickback. Now, there's a machine that you can do this kickback on, or you can put a heavy weight behind your knee. So you're kneeling, you're on all fours, you put a weight behind one of your, like you squeeze it between your calf and your hamstring. You got me? So you have to squeeze like so hard and then lift. So you want a weight that isn't so heavy that you can't hold it, but you also really have to focus on keeping your that angle really, really tight or the weight's going to fall out. It's not that easy, you know? You could probably do it with bands too, but again, You have to be creative if you are doing this at home, and you can do that and you can get a killer workout. If instead of saying, okay, I need to do exactly 10 or I need to do exactly X number of reps, pay attention to what your body is able to do and be honest with yourself. Push yourself. If you're like, okay, I just reached the 12th rep and I want to be done, but I feel like I could do 4 or 5 more, then do 4 or 5 more. If you want to get results, you got to take yourself to that point. Okay, the last exercise I'm going to do for this day is hamstring curls. Again, you can do this on the machine. If you're working out at home, you're going to do this with a resistible. That's what I've been doing, is focused on strength training heavy. Fewer reps, training very seriously my lower body, and I've been doing that now for the last year, coming up on a year. I prioritize it. If I can't get to the gym or if I miss a couple of days, I'm just going to make sure I get in those heavy leg days. I personally, in order to reach my goals don't need to be your goals, right? But in order for me to reach my goals, I had to get a gym membership and use that heavy equipment because it was hurting my hands and my back to try to go as heavy as I wanted to with dumbbells. But that's not to say that you're not going to get incredible results. Start wherever you are. You know, figure out what your objectives are. And just know that putting muscle in your legs is going to make a profound difference in the way that you feel, the way that you look, your body fat, your recomposition, your energy. This is going to make a difference for you physically, like in your shape more than anything else. Now, I change it up sometimes, like, but for, like I said, almost the last year, I've been focusing on training lower body 3 days a week because that's my goal. It might not be yours. Yours might be like, I want shape and tone in my arms more than anything. the year prior, I was really focused on my shoulders, you know, and but now I'm like, oh, no, I need the metabolic machinery that makes it a lot easier to eat more and to enjoy my life and to look the way I want to look. So I'm going to focus on my legs. How often do I change up the routine? You know, probably like I said, every 8 to 12 weeks, but it's still going to be very close. I mean, there's only so many muscles in your lower body. So the exercises that you do are more about like creating variety for yourself and knowing what part of your legs you want to focus on. I think a lot of trainers just try to be too clever and think they have to like do these like really unique exercises and change it up all the time. But the basics are the basics, you know, like pull-ups, crunches, push-ups, squats. Our muscles respond to proper form more than anything else. So don't worry about the equipment. Don't worry about like, you know, fancy workouts. Like, make your muscles a priority. Don't forget, we are going to be adding a fitness component to Phase It Up. If you're already a Phase It Up member, we're going to be able to, I mean, you're going to love it because we're going to grandfather everyone who's already a Phase It Up member. You guys are going to have a special rate. You'll be grandfathered in. I'm excited to share that with you. If you don't know what Phase It Up is all about, if you would love to work out with me again on video, check it out. I'll put a link to our Phase It Up wait list. Actually, I think you can still join Phase It Up right now. I don't know why I said wait list. The workouts, though, won't show up in Phase It Up until February, like I think mid to late February. But I think if you're a member before that happens, you get the grandfathered price. So you might want to check that out. Either way, go to YouTube. You can learn how to do these exercises. Focus on what it is your goals are. I'm not telling you that's what you need to do. I'm just sharing with you because you asked what it is I do. But I do want you to have more muscle because muscle is the fountain of youth. I hope you enjoyed that. As I mentioned, all of these exercises should be modified for you. You can go lighter. You can do fewer reps. You can do fewer sets. These are just ideas. I'm not recommending that someone who's a brand new novice take to 3 days a week of strength training. I have been strength training for 20 years. I just was doing it the wrong way before. I want you to know, ladies, this is the fountain of youth. If you want to look and feel amazing, if you want to have that confidence back, if you want to improve your metabolism, all those benefits I talked about, I'm not going to go over them again. You're like, Shalene, we already heard it. I know. I can't encourage you enough to focus on building strength. You're already strong on the inside. Let's get those muscles to match your heart, to match your soul, to match your essence. Hey, listen, I freaking love you. I mean it. I'll talk to you soon.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.